So at the end of last year, I quit social media completely, and I made a whole video about that and wrote an article and all this and made a real big deal about it. But I actually deleted all of the apps, not just off my phone, but like deleted all my accounts. And now it's 4 months later. I've gotten a lot of questions from people like, how's it going? Like, are you glad you did it? Do you regret getting off social media entirely? And specifically, a lot of questions about, hey, you run an online ministry. What does that look like? Because th this is also redeeming productivity is what supports my family. So leaving social media, a lot of people think you can't run an online business slash ministry without using social media. And I wanted to kind of just share my own results from how that's been going, what the pros and cons have been, and just give you some ideas in case you've been thinking about quitting social media and maybe you want to do it, but you kind of have some different fears. I'll just give you my unvarnished experience myself. If you don't know, my name's Reagan Rose. I talk about productivity from a Christian worldview, and this is a little bit offbeat than what we normally do, but I thought it'd be sort of a personal little follow-up to something we've done before. So we'll handle it this way. I'm going to talk about some of the personal benefits I've experienced from being off social media entirely, and I guess some of that will be some of the struggles with it as well. And then I'll talk a little bit about like, what about like running a ministry slash business with social media? How has that affected things? Am I glad I did it? Do I regret it? Etc. Okay, so let's talk about personal benefits. So I quit social media entirely because I had tried for years to sort of limit my access to it. I just felt like the negatives outweighed the benefits in a lot of ways. And you can see my whole video or podcast about that if you are interested in hearing my entire explanation for why I made the decision. But when I had tried in the past to just limit my access to it, I always just kept coming back, spending more time than I wanted to, especially now with things like Instagram having reels. I would just scroll those mindlessly. I just felt like I was wasting a lot of time and a lot of issues too with just some of the content on the platform, specifically from Christian on Twitter specifically, I found really discouraging and dispiriting, and so I just didn't want to be around that, honestly. So, how has it been not being around that? Well, I will say as like a blanket statement, quitting social media, completely deleting it, sort of burning the bridges or burning the boats, as it were, so I can't actually get back on by deleting all my accounts. One of the best decisions I've ever made, like hands down. So that's there. I won't bury the lead for you. I'm really, really, really glad I did it 4 months later. Some of the benefits I've experienced. I am reading a lot more books specifically. I sit in this chair back here and I read books. That's how I when I need a break or whatever, and when I normally would have looked at social media, I'm reading books instead. I like that. A lot more quality time with the kids. There's no reason to have my phone out to look at it. I mean, obviously, there's no good reason to be doing that anyway, but without having those apps on there, without even having access to them, I'm not on there. And you know, one of the things you find too is if you're on social media a lot, even when you're not on it looking at it, sometimes you're thinking about it and your brain's thinking about that stuff. It's not part of my life. I'm really liking that. I'm more present with the family. Anxiousness. Overall, I feel less worried. I'm not like a particularly worrisome person. I think that means I cause people to worry. Maybe I'm a worrisome person. I'm not a particularly anxious person, but I found that I spent a lot of time on social media. You kind of all these things you're thinking about, especially with the politics stuff ramping up right now. All these different things, it just feels really scary sometimes, the world and all these, you know, controversies. And like not participating in that makes me realize, hey, that is not the real world. Like there, obviously, there's real issues going on out there, but I don't need to be thinking about them all the time, especially the ones that have nothing to do with me. Surprisingly, I may have mentioned this before, I feel less busy. So this has been sort of a hypothesis of mine ever since I did the thing where I had a dumb phone for a couple months and didn't have the smartphone. I think most of us feel busy all the time, not because we're particularly busy, but because our minds are busy thinking about stuff because we have an overload of inputs. Do you know what I mean? I think because we live in the internet era and specifically the smartphone era, there's too much information coming in our heads. And so we constantly feel overwhelmed because we don't have time to process all of it. If you try this, and I dare you to try this, stop using your phone for a week. It's really hard for the first week, for the first few days at least. But after the first few days, and try it even for a month, after the first couple of weeks, you just are like, wait, my overall busyness has not gone down, but I feel less busy. It's a weird phenomenon, like, but I really do think we a lot of us have this illusion that we just have way too much to do when actually our minds are just overrun. And I have experienced a sense of calm and more peace and more time to just process and meditate on things because I'm not filling my head with trivialities of social media. I'm writing more. That's another benefit. More time writing. Just because I don't have other stuff to do, because I look in and check things all the time and be interrupted by social media. More consistency in my daily Bible reading. I've actually seen my consistency with daily Bible reading go up because I don't have the option really to check my phone or look at things like that that would sometimes distract me from the time that I'd set aside to read the Bible in the morning. Same thing with prayer, more consistency there. And interestingly, this is a surprise to me, but in hindsight, maybe it's not. I'm praying more throughout the day. Think about this. When you have a second and you're feeling bored, you sometimes just fill that time with checking your phone. Like, isn't that what we do? Like, I'm bored. I'll just check this real quick. If you don't have something to check, you pray. It's just like a natural thing. I'm just like, I'm thinking about stuff and I'm like, oh, I'll just think about that. And then, you know, I should pray about that. And so that's been a really interesting thing. I think that's probably an under-emphasized downside of us being on our phones all the time is that probably if there was some way to chart this, we probably pray a lot less because we are not praying without ceasing. We're not praying throughout the day because we're killing boredom with looking for novelty on our phones instead of thinking about things or going to the Almighty in prayer. So just a thought for you. So those have been the benefits. There's probably many more I could think of, but those are the ones I listed. And I would say there are like some struggles, obviously, with it, with being off social media. Have I been tempted to go back on briefly here and there? Mostly it's like a fear of missing out thing on the side of, did I make a huge mistake in doing this? Since I do run an online ministry, since that is our sole source of income as a family, like, have I shot myself in the foot? That remains to be seen. I'll talk about more of that in just a second. But that's been really the only real temptation. Sometimes Twitter, you know, if you don't have an account, there's some stuff you can't even see. So sometimes people will send me a link and it'll be like, make an account. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not going to. So some of that's been a little annoying, but really, not that much. Other diversions become tempting, you know, sort of technologies have been created to be addicting, like social media, where it's got sort of the random slot machine effect where it's like, I just want something new. Let me refresh. Without that there, like, I can feel myself tempted to do other things that are like that, like going back to video games. I've wanted to do gaming, which I haven't done in many years. I wrote a book on that, by the way, on being addicted to video games and how to think about that for young people, particularly. Called A Student's Guide to Gaming. So I don't play video games really anymore, but I have felt that urge for something to kind of fill that dopamine urge, but hopefully resisted that for the most part. But on the whole, yeah, I'd say it's been a positive change. I am glad that I burnt the boats. I'm glad that I deleted the accounts entirely. I'm glad that I made a final decision and didn't leave a way back to me, because there are a couple of times when I would have probably logged back on. And if you're anything like me and you kind of like struggle to stay off of social media for a long period of time through, what I'm trying to say is, if you've ever tried to sort of mitigate using social media, use it less, you know, you kind of go through seasons where you're like, oh yeah, like I've really resisted being on there all that much. I've brought my screen time real way down for the last couple of months. But then something happens, you go on vacation or something, whatever it is. And something happens where you go on for like a couple of days and then you're back into your old habits. Completely burning the bridges, making it impossible for me to get back on, I think was the right call in my case. I'm not suggesting everyone needs to do this, but it's been a good thing. Been good for my faith, been good for my work, been good for everything. I'm glad I did it. If you're thinking about doing it, I think you'll be happy you do it too if you do. Okay, let's pivot and talk about the sort of, I guess, the most questions I get about this have to do with the fact that I run online ministry that also provides for our family. So a lot of people that I know either have like a side hustle or a business of some sort or want to do that. And the common advice you get now in the sort of quote unquote creator economy, whatever you want to call it, is you have to have a social media presence to have any kind of business or have any kind of ministry. Like, you're insane not to have that. You're living in the 90s or something if you think you can get by without it. So what has happened? That's what people keep asking me. How has it affected what I've been doing, ministry business? My sort of like big picture answer is it hasn't really negatively affected it. Now, it could be that there's a lag time to this. And that was kind of one of my fears, honestly, when I quit 4 months ago, get off social media, deleted my accounts for Redeeming Productivity for myself too, was like, shoot, like, what if this is where people are coming from that are finding about Redeeming Productivity and stuff and end up being a part of our orbit of things? Is this going to have an impact on my ability to reach people? Yeah, and I'm sure in some sense it has, because I'm not reaching people on social media. But bottom line, most everything is trending positively in terms of like metrics and stuff. The newsletter, YouTube, like that kind of stuff, even membership in our academy, all those things have gone up, and like up better than they had been over the previous 4 months. So that's interesting, right? Why is that? I would say if I could put my finger on a single cause, it's that if you focus on fewer things, you can accomplish more. One of the frustrations of social media, if you're somebody who has tried to grow a platform or use it for business or whatever, is it's like the algorithm's hungry, you know, you have to keep feeding it, and you feel like, oh, I got to be on 10 platforms and produce all this different content. And there's all these people, you'll take a course from somebody and they'll say, here's how to make one long piece of content and cut it into 10 different ones and make a bunch of tweets and schedule them and do all this and all that. And I did all that stuff, and it's exhausting. And what I found is I was finding less and less return on those things. They were reaching fewer people. Everything was just like more work with less results in terms of reach or effectiveness. And I was like, why am I doing this? And when I pulled completely away from it, I have seen myself ever to focus on the things that actually move the needle, focus on the newsletter, improve the quality of it, find different ways to let people know that it exists, focus on the academy, that's our membership program, and really just try to improve that. And so being able to focus on that stuff has, I think, improved the quality of what I'm doing, and has in turn, the quality has been sort of like an attractor for people, more so than me just doing all, like spitting all this different stuff out into the wild web and hope people find us through all these different scattered content. Just if I could put it as like a piece of advice, if you're somebody who's like a business owner or somebody who's seeking to have a ministry through the internet, focus is key, right? There's a lot of things you can be doing. What's the one or two things that are most important? Do those really, really, really well, and try to say no to everything else. Priorities is everything. When you do that and you focus on quality, good things tend to follow, and I'm seeing that happen. Growth continues regardless of social media. Let me continue on that track a little bit, because I get this question so much. What is going on with social media? This is, I'm going to turn this into a little bit of a commentary on the state of social media and the creator economy, all these things. we're in the middle of a massive shift in terms of what social media is. And I think a lot of people think we're living still in like 2015, 2017 when it comes to social media. And so a lot of the advice business owners or people with ministries or whatever get is, oh, you use social media to grow a following, and then, you know, that following you can bring them to your website or do all this different stuff with them. It is not that way anymore. All of the social platforms have been transitioning from a follower model to a discovery model. And if you want a deep dive on this, Jack Conte, who is the founder of Patreon, he did a thing at South by Southwest called The Death of the Follower. It's a talk. If you just go on YouTube and type in Death of the Follower, Jack Conte, you'll find it. It's worth watching too if you're some kind of a creator online. Because he explains sort of this story of how it used to be that a subscriber on YouTube or a follower on a social platform or whatever, that was how people discovered your stuff. They're saying, hey, I want to see more of this person's stuff. But he argues, doesn't argue, we all know this is true if you do anything on social media. It has changed to where it's discovery based. It's algorithm driven, right? That you discovered on TikTok. I was never on TikTok, but like TikTok, for example, it doesn't matter who you follow. It's just showing you whatever. Same thing's true on Instagram Reels. Like you can follow people, but all those Reels you look at, like you don't know those people. It's you're now competing against everybody on the internet. And you can't win that game. Even if you secure a follower or a subscriber on YouTube, it's worth very little anymore because everything you do has to compete against everybody for the attention of the people who even said they want to follow you. And so because of that, trying to build your following on these platforms is kind of insane. There still is advantage to it, I think, if you want to go that route. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm just thinking about, I do all this stuff solo. I don't have a whole team of people. I can't do everything. And so do I want to play the slot machine that is social media? Not really. I don't want to be on there personally. I don't want to give the social media platforms content to help keep people on the platform so they can monetize their data and sell them ads. Like, I'm just not interested in that stuff at all. And it wasn't doing me any favors. So anyway, that's why I got off of it. We could talk more on this. I'm almost done with it. The book, The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt, that came out last month, March. I don't know when I'm going to release this. So it came out in March. He talks about really the negative effects on social media on young people. That even more so solidified my decision to not be contributing content to platforms that are exploitative of people. Like as a Christian, I'm just not even interested in being a part of that world. So I don't know. That was a bit of a rant. This whole thing's a bit of a rant. But hopefully if you've been sort of following my journey of quitting social media, you're interested in quitting social media or pausing to consider it. Hopefully my little behind the scenes thing here will give you some ideas or encourage you in some way. Ultimately, what it comes down to for me is I'm trying to steward this life well. My decisions don't need to be your decisions, right? This is a wisdom issue here. But for me, I have a short life. There's a few things I want to focus on and give myself to. And social media was not helping in those regards. So I left it. And, you know, Hebrews? I think I quoted this in the original thing I did, but Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We want to be setting aside a sin, but also he says, lay aside every weight. And there are some things that are weighing us down that aren't sinful. I don't think social media is sinful as such, but obviously it can be a source of that. But for me, it was a hindrance, and so had to go, and I'm glad I did it, and no regrets. So hopefully this is helpful to you if you're interested in that. Well, thanks so much for watching or for listening. You can find audio version of this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, if you're watching this. And if you are listening, we do YouTube version as well over at YouTube. And if you just look up my name, Reagan Rose, or Redeeming Productivity, you will find our channel there. Thank you to the Patreon supporters who help make this possible. You can learn more at patreon.com/redeemingprod if you're interested in supporting this show. Or if you want to grow in your personal productivity from a Christian worldview, a God's glory first mindset, make sure you check out our Redeeming Productivity Academy. That's a membership program full of courses and a community that will help you grow. And we also provide a one-on-one coaching service if you need even more help with that, especially those of you who might be business owners, entrepreneurs, want help from a Christian perspective. We'd love to have you work with our head coach, James Parker, on that. You can learn more about that at redeemproductivity.com/coaching. Everything's at redeemproductivity.com. Just go there. All right. See you next time.